Hello.
Hi, Brenton.
How are you doing?
I'm great. I just heard from our customer support that you had called in.
Yeah, I was trying to get to that menu and it just directed me. I was like, just give me a representative and then it got me to you. But I did just land that job.
Okay.
So I got paid for it.
Great.
So if you are ready, I can go ahead and, you said it's 150, correct?
149, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so perfect. So this is what's going to happen. So Brenton, I'm just going to get some basics about your company, get some basic information, get payment, then I'm going to read a voice verification, send you a written invoice with everything we discussed in writing. Then I'm going to go ahead and send you set you up for a client interview. So the client interview will
Okay.
probably due on Monday. That will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have, input, all of that. So let's go ahead and get started. So Brenton, just to verify, your first name is spelled Brenton, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, do you have a middle initial?
Okay.
Okay. And what is your last name?
Smith, that's in my case.
Smith. Yeah, pretty sure I got that one. It's been a
Yeah.
long time since I've heard of Smith, though, actually. It used to be such a common last
Well,
name, and now I don't really hear Smith as
I
much
know.
anymore.
I have a super uncommon first name and a very, very common last name, so it's like
Yeah.
it all
Oh.
fits, I guess.
So, Brenton, what's the best email for you?
It's let's see. Right now it's bk.business2388@gmail.com. And actually I think I have really want to do everything on the business. Let me pull up my Gmail real quick.
Okay.
I think I already made one for my business, which needs to all be put under that.
Okay.
Let's check on my phone, make sure it's not on there, because I'm pretty sure I already made one, but I want to make sure I can get into it. We can update the email later, correct? If need
Yeah,
be.
so just to clarify, it's bk.business3288@gmail.com.
2388.
2388. Sorry, I'm a little dyslexic sometimes.
No, you're good.
23. Okay, perfect. And then this is the best phone number to always get you on, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, let me do this. So then the best, hold on one second. Okay. So is the best address for you, is it going to be the 404 Morningside Drive?
That is my address. I would like to get this to where it actually goes to that other address that we talked about.
Okay, that's fine. So it's wherever we get the PIN verification mailed. Don't you
Right.
currently already have a Google Business profile?
Yes, we do. On BK
Okay.
Renovations is at this address, yes.
Okay, so
My stepdad's house is right there in Liberty, which is right in the middle of all the targeted area that I'm wanting to go, and I think it'll help tremendously if we can get it moved over to that address.
yeah, okay, well let's give me that address. What is that address?
It's 1154 Bluebird Lane. Hey, guys, go downstairs a little bit. I'm on the phone, okay?
And then,
1154 Bluebird Lane, Liberty, Missouri.
okay. All right. Okay, so when I put that in, hold on. It comes up with Leesburg. Is that not right?
No.
1154. Well, for some reason, it's pulling up West Bluebird Lane. So I'm assuming. Hold on.
No, I don't know. Hold on. Let me check that. I don't know about that.
I hold on.
Yeah, when I put it up on Google Maps, it just says Bluebird Lane.
Okay.
There's no
hold on. Okay. Okay. Let's see this. One second, I'll try this. This actually will probably work. Because we, in our system, it just automatically verifies addresses, so sometimes you have to put it in, okay, different way. I don't know why it's doing this. Hold on. Sorry. This, like, never happens.
Oh, you're good. You're fine.
Okay, there we go. Got it. Okay. So, we'll put that in. Now, I do want you to bring that up during your client interview. Let them know that you already currently have a, I'll notate this, but just let them know that you have a Google business profile already and that you're wanting to change it to that address. So they'll be able to work with Google and how to do that. So you just want to make sure that you don't get your current Google business profile flagged for any reason. So, yeah, definitely discuss that during your client interview on Monday. So now just to get some basics about your company, Brenton, what are your hours of operation?
I usually do like 8 to 6 Monday through Friday because I don't want people to not call after 5. I mean, what do you think? I'm pretty much open 24/7. I don't like working Sundays because I have church and all that stuff. But Monday through Saturday is what I put on there because I want people to call me. Feel free to call me Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And 8 to 6, you said?
8 to 6 is fine.
Okay. I think that's totally fine. Sometimes people will do by appointment. So, like, they'll do Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday by appointment. Something, you know, if you wanted to do that, you know, that's optional. Or just Sunday completely
fine.
Off. Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, with our church, we try not to work on Sunday at all. You know what I mean? It's kind of that one day you set aside, but, I don't mind taking phone calls. You know what I mean? We're not going to work that day.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And then now it isn't required for Google. I'm not sure if we talked about this already, but, do you have any licensing or proof of licensing?
Not yet. I just, like I said, I thought we had to have an S corp, which is like $600. So I will have that done here shortly.
Okay. So, yeah, we did discuss that. Okay. so that's fine.
Yeah.
Again, it's not required for Google unless you're doing the Google Guaranteed program that I discussed with you, which you can always do later on. Okay, so...
I got a bunch of work that I need to... that can be subbed to me, but I have to have the same thing for it, too. So we're about to get that done for other reasons as well, so...
Okay. And then what forms of payment... what forms of payment do you take? Cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Do you guys... Yeah, that was another thing. Do you guys have a system for your business or whatever? Like, a lot of the places that I was talking to, they had a system where they manage your calls type thing on your phone.
Yeah, so the great thing is we do have something. It's called a call tracking number. It's basically a number that's listed online that's not your personal phone number, but it's all directed to your personal line, and it does come with an app that you can, track your phone calls, see everything going on. We do have a reporting system that's already included, but this is a great thing to be able to see through the app. Were you interested in doing that? It's completely optional, it's included, so it doesn't cost anything.
Okay, yeah, because that separates it out, because, man, I talk to so many people, and I don't remember who they are.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's on my personal phone. So separating that, it's almost like you just need a business phone. So,
right.
But I don't want to give up my number and then put my number out there for advertising it. But if we can do it like that, that would be even better. But we can do both, you know what I mean?
Okay, so I did just text you the application for that. So just have that filled out for your client interview. It's just, it's like 1 minute. All you have to do is fill in your phone number and your email, and that's it. So it's pretty simple. And then, okay, so that's good. So, do you have a logo for your company, or do you want us to create you one?
No, I have one. I need to, okay, so I put it together on Vistaprint, but I need to actually make it into its own thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I have the logo that I actually paid for, the BK Renovations logo. You're right. The BK Renovations, I already have a logo. I already have the PDF file, whatever they send you.
Okay. Okay.
That you guys can use to build a website or whatever. I already have that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I mean, if you didn't have one, we could create you one, but if you have one, that's great. And then, okay. So the best form of contact...
We don't have to change the whole thing, but there was a BK that had, like, the ring around it that I did for the BK fence thing that I did, and I really liked it. I don't know. But we can customize all that later. That's easy stuff.
Yeah, no problem. This is just, you know, to kind of help out the people for their client interview. So, it's just, you know, this is just basics. But you'll go into more extensive information with them. And then, Brenton, do you have a Google or a Facebook profile for your business?
The BK Renovations, yes.
You do? Okay. So, okay. All right.
But it needs to be done up. So, I mean, I just basically made a page and posted some pictures and put my information on it. Like, that is all I did. Like, there's nothing special about it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, well, we can create you one. Normally, we don't update it unless you're paying for ads. You know, so that's something that, again, you can add on later on if you'd like, but,
normally I'll, myself pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't have one, we would just kind of create it for you, so, but then, so the services you offer, just to start, give me like 5 or 6 keywords.
Okay, painting.
Okay.
I'll just tell you, we do interior painting, exterior painting, fences.
Okay. And then
we're about to really just be going into painting, to be honest with you, because I don't see us building fences much longer this year. But we will the next year, so.
Okay.
When it warms back up.
Okay.
Can I change these keywords at any time?
You can, yeah. So at any time, if you want to add keywords or anything, you just need to let your customer, your team know, basically. So let's see. So we'll do painting.
We do privacy fences, picket fences, and then we do exterior painting and interior painting. It's pretty much.
And Brenton, did you want to add anybody as an authorized user on the account?
Not right this second. Kind of see how things go. Yeah. I have a business partner that will probably want to have access, but I want to be the one mainly setting everything up. So, no.
Yeah, so adding somebody on as an authorized user just basically means that if they call in trying to get information about the account, that we'll be able to give them access to that. So if you don't add them as an authorized user and they call in and want information about something, then we just wouldn't be able to talk to them about it. So, you know,
fine.
I mean,
if
you want to add him later on, that's totally fine. But I mean, really, it's just, you know, it's just for those purposes. So, let's set you up for your client interview. Then let's see what I have available. 1 second.
We're going to be working during the week next week. So what's the latest you guys can do?
Let me see what I have available. Hold on. So the latest I can do is I do have 5 o'clock your time, 5 to 6.
Okay.
On Monday.
We can probably do that. Okay, I was gonna say Monday would be fine. Yeah, let's do that because Tuesday and Wednesday I'm gonna be swamped.
Okay, so we'll do it it'll be 5 to 6. That whole phone call will not take an hour. Just allow an hour in case they're finishing up with someone before you.
Right.
So, see here. Oh, and then for the billing, though, is it going to be under the Richmond address, the 64085?
Yeah. All the mailing stuff will be here. That's just for advertising.
Okay. Hold on one second.
This is my house, so this is the one where...
Okay. One second here.
And that Finco, BK Finco that I was telling you about, or BK Fence, we already made a Google for that, a Google map for that, and it is at that address. It's in the process of being verified. I'm waiting on the postcard. So I hope that doesn't mess you guys up.
For the Bluebird, or for Liberty, for the Bluebird one? Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So there will be one already on there that's verified.
Okay, so if it's already verified, that it mostly will just help with optimizing it. So if it's already verified, that's completely okay. It's just a matter of the business name. So you wanted the business name to all be under this business name, right? So you changed it for the Liberty address. Is that what you're saying?
No, this is just for my own advertising. I put the BK Fence as its own entity on that. But, as far as everything that we're doing, it's BK Renovations. So I would like to leave the BK Fence, have BK Fence and BK Renovations at that address, if that's okay.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
But they'll see that they have a BK Fence already registered there, so they might make it easier to do the BK renovations, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, I would just definitely, you know, bring that up again in your client interview. I'll make a note of it, but I'm not sure exactly how they would go about that, since it's different addresses and different business names. I just don't want your Google business profiles to get flagged. Because that's the only thing that can be kind of an issue, right? But they would know more about that than me, like the specifics of what might cause that, since they're the ones that are actually calling and working directly with Google, the kind of techie side of our company. So, I'll let them know that that's kind of what's going on, but definitely bring that up in your client interview, okay?
Okay.
So,
all right.
So, Brenton, is it going to be a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Visa.
Okay, and I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Oh, 4403-9341-8450-6413.
Okay, and then the expiration?
1126.
Okay, and then the three-digit code on the back?
833.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing right now, Brenton, is updating and processing payment. I'm going to read the voice verification to you. Again, this is just mostly because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. It's also just to outline the service agreement. So here's how it starts. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Okay. BK
I'm sorry. Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Brenton Smith, owner.
Okay. And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So basically what this means, Brenton, is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing companies do call you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. Okay?
Okay.
So, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically, if you do anything else online, which you won't need to, just let us know, okay?
Okay.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of August 5th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $149. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 5th of the month in the amount of $149. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. Now hold on 1 second. Okay. 1 second here. Here, I'm having a little bit of an issue. You've never had, like, any type of fraud or anything on your account, have you?
No.
Okay, because sometimes cards
can be,
well, it could be a little sensitive. It's a what card?
It's a Cash App card. Hold on, I can fix that. Let me get you a different card.
Okay, okay.
Is there any fees or anything taken out, or is it just a total of $149?
It's just $149.
Okay. Let me do this. Here, use this card.
Okay. Is it still a Visa?
I think it's definitely worth it with everybody, so I try to keep everything on it as much as possible, but this will work.
Okay, is it still a Visa?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm ready for that whenever you are.
All right, it's 4127-5895-0313-1502.
1502? Okay.
Yep.
And then the expiration?
1226.
Okay. And then the 3-digit code on the back.
742.
Okay, perfect. So let me try this. Hold on. It says it has insufficient funds.
Okay. So it might take a second. Here, let me do this.
Okay.
It's my bank account, but I try not to use it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, so, I understand.
I try to keep all the money on the Cash App, so that way, because I can actually turn that card on and off, and that's what I give out to everybody, so all of my money's in the other account. Try that again.
Okay. Hold on.
Should be instantly putting it in there. I just put $160 in.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Since I already tried to run it, I actually have to wait 5 minutes to do it again. We can just go over this. At least for now, I'll go ahead and send you the stuff that I have. So it's the it's gonna be a 6-minute YouTube video of exactly how the reporting dashboard that I discussed with you is going to work. Then
okay.
Also I will send you again, I know that I've already sent it before, but I'll just send you again my extension and phone number. So Brenton, when they call you on Monday, they will be calling you from that 877 number. So I always just suggest that it's helpful to kind of, you know, just save that number in your phone so that you know who's calling, just because a lot of people don't tend to call 877 numbers.
Right.
So let's see what else I can send you. that's pretty much it. Let's see. Just want to... So, but you did transfer that to the card that you gave me, right?
Yeah, I can instantly transfer it from my Cash App on my app straight to my bank account. Oh,
okay.
Sorry, hold on one second. Let me see what card is on file. Hold on, that might be the issue. Link Banks. Yeah, it's the right one. Yeah, I just put $160 over there, so... I put $150 and he said it's a bunch of them. I was like, well, maybe it was a dollar or two short or something for whatever reason. It happens sometimes.
No, it's not a problem. It's just our system. It makes us wait. Since I ran it, it just will make me wait 5 minutes after the I ran it before.
Fine.
Just, you know, just so it doesn't, you don't want it to pop up as anything. So I will...
My bank's right up the road, too, so if I need to, I'll just run up there and see what's going on real quick and then see why it's not. If not, I'll just, I can put in I can use Katie's card if it's not working for whatever reason. But it should have instantly went through.
Okay, I think it might be working now. Okay, it went through. So, the very last thing that I'm going to do... with you, Brenton, is I actually am going to send you your invoice, so it will also be emailed to you as well. It might have just come to you in a text message. Let me know if you've got it. It would say, Brenton, Kay, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes, I got a text here. Yep, it's in a copy of your invoice. Yep, it's right here.
Okay, do me a favor. Go ahead and open up that link. My Local Splash. This is everything that we discussed in writing. So take your time, look it over. It will be emailed to you as well. When you're done looking it over, do me a favor, scroll to the bottom, press the little white box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card. And then in the in the orange box where it has your name, type it out with your middle initial. And when you're done with that, let me know after you press confirm signature.
Okay. And then where it says sign, okay. You said with a middle initial?
Yes, with your middle initial, yeah, please.
So at the top of that, I saw that there was three directories.
At the
Google
so,
or something.
Yeah, so that's the search engine. So Bing is a search engine. Google is also a search engine. The directories, there are up to 60 of them that we list you with, but those are just directory listings. So that the one that it's talking about is for the search engines.
Gotcha. It took me to username and password on the Local Splash.
Yes. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. Go ahead and bookmark that. You'll get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days.
Okay.
So you are all good to go. Again, you know, just save that number in your phone so you're ready for your client interview tomorrow. On Monday. and I really appreciate that we can get this all worked out for you, Brenton. I mean, did you have any other questions at all or anything?
No, sorry it took so long. I just I had to line up this next job. That's what I was saying. We were relying on Angie Lee's, so it made it really, really hard. So.
Difficult, yeah. I mean, I'm glad that you got that job worked out, though. What was it for? Are you doing a fence, or?
No, it's a painting. It's actually a 2-story house, and it's got a top, so we have to rent a lift to even do it. But it's a stucco house. It's got stucco siding, so it's going to look awesome when we get done. But
that sounds cool.
Yeah, we had to manage some money on her end, too, because she was wanting, you know, it was actually about a $6,500 job. We ended up doing it for, like, $5,000, so. But
wow! Really?
But yeah, but that's kind of the problem that we're running into is we're having to do the jobs that we get cheaper to make sure that we get it so we can take care of the stuff that we have to take care of to keep moving forward, because we can't just say no to all of them.
Right.
Because, and then we're not getting enough clientele in to be able to, you know what I mean? It's just a rock and a hard place. And so,
yeah.
Like, honestly, if we would have had plenty of work, we wouldn't have taken this job, because if they can't, they can't pay. I mean, I would have done it, you know, a little cheaper, you know, just trying to, I always try to help people out, you know, but I can't do it for this cheap all the time. But
well,
this got
I think,
us to that next step.
You know, it's like the problem is, I think a lot of it is people are just not understanding how expensive, you know, the materials are. Like, the cost of materials have gone way up. And, you know, and a lot of people that, like, customers just don't get that. They just, like, don't understand. I mean, I hear that all the time. But customers, definitely, they're, I think they're having a difficult time with understanding, you know, that part of it, right?
It's like a painting. It's like $3,000 to build a fence just with materials. So if you figure, like, on a 300-foot fence, let's say, it'd be like $3,000 in materials. Well, then there's $3,000 in labor. And they're like, well, why is it costing me $6,000 just to build a fence? You know?
Right.
Well, I mean, we have to pay our guys to build your fence, and we have to pay for the materials.
Right. It's like, I mean, you know, do you want to try to do this yourself? I'm sure you feel like saying that sometimes. You know, see how that works out.
But when you have people calling you directly, I think that's going to change some things. I'm hoping. If nothing else, it puts us on the map. So.
No, it'll definitely. I mean, you know, it's the reason I work here, Brenton, is because I believe in Google. You know, I just, you know, I mean, if I personally cannot sell anything or provide a service for anybody that I wouldn't personally do myself. You know, I'm just not that type of person, you know. And if I had a business, I would definitely be on Google. So, it's really, this is really going to change a lot for you. So I'm really excited for you. So,
and I appreciate you working on the price with me, because it just, I'm at that frustrating pivot point in a business. It's like, we're like on the verge of taking off like crazy to not doing anything. We're like right in that spot. So.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I know this is going to help you out a lot, Brenton. And, you know, and then if you want to, once you start getting those jobs in, just, you know, always remember that we'll be able to help you out with other extra advertising that'll really kind of boost you and getting you on like Google ads and Facebook ads or Google guaranteed. So once you get those jobs coming in and everything working out.
Well, the next step is, so
that's definitely
probably going to be the next step, is to be starting to run Google ads. So I've learned from other videos of fence companies. They have like 5 fence companies, the owners of them, they all come together and talk about how they became successful, what actually works and what doesn't work, and and they said Google ads. They said first is word of mouth. Second is going door to door with door tags, you know, business cards, whatever. And third is Google ads, hands down. All the rest of the crap pretty much doesn't work. It's what they basically said for that type of business anyways, for fence.
I mean, I would definitely, you know, and it's so unfortunate because, you know, a lot of people that I talk to, they're just so burnt out with HomeAdvisor and Angie's Leads. I mean, just today alone, I talked to 2 people that are in a lawsuit with HomeAdvisor, Angie's Leads, because they were ripped out of like $8,000. You know, it's like, it's just insane.
They'll set you a target high as crap, and all you're doing is you're literally getting price shoppers. So, I mean, we did line up 2 jobs. So I have to say that out of the last 3-4 months that I've had, 4 months that we had Angie's Leads, we've lined up 5 jobs. But you would shit if you knew how many jobs we clicked on to get those 5 jobs and how many times we drove to the city, which is about 30, 45 minutes away, spent gas in a day going and bidding jobs for absolutely nothing, for just people that were just price shopping. They just wanted you to come out and give them a price.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, at least with this.
That's going to happen. That's part of a business. But when you, when your source is literally price shoppers, you're literally wasting time. Like most of the time, so.
Well, you know, and being on Google, you know, it's not like you're not ever going to get that, but it's definitely going to minimize it a lot more, and you'll be able to kind of cherry pick those people anyway, you know. So.
Right.
You know, this is the benefit.
Mainly, the thing is where people can find you instead of me having to, because pretty much, after we pay you guys, anybody that finds us has a free lead at that point. I don't have to pay extra. So, I mean, if you figure out $30 a lead, 30, 60, 90, I mean, you're talking five leads. If we got everything after five leads is a free lead that we didn't have to pay for, it's coming directly to us. So five leads is pays for something. You know, so, and I'm not having to call them, they're calling me. So, I mean, I know for a fact that it's going to be worth it, even if it's not in the first month. Eventually, just having this is going to be a huge help. Every business has it, so you just got to find out who's going to do it for you. It's going to be what it comes down to.
Right. Well, I mean, and just to go over that again, I mean, I know we already discussed this, but I want to set a reasonable expectation for you, Brendan. You know, to see maximum results, it is going to be 30 to 45 days. So just
to get the website set up and all that.
And the fact that you have your Google business profiles already is super helpful because that minimizes that 2 weeks that you have to just wait for that postcard. I mean, that in itself just takes a while. So we can already start optimizing your Google business profiles, but that's why I really want you to discuss with them what's going on with your Google business profile so that we can start optimizing that. So, you know, just make sure to bring that up when you talk to them on Monday, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, hey, Brenton, you know, I hope you have a great weekend, though. Did you have any other questions at all?
No, I'm just glad we got this finally taken care of and got it all paid for. So.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, enjoy your weekend, really. Have, you know, take it easy, okay? Don't work too hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right, Brendan. Take care.
Yep, bye.
Bye.